Yorkton, it is said, and it is true, that a garden is never completely finished. There is always something that needs replanting, replacing, or redoing. But that's half the fun, isn't it, to always be looking at our gardens with new eyes. Where to begin with garden landscaping? At first it is difficult to know what we want, and as a great rock song said, I want it all, and I want it now. We look around and we want a nice grassy lawn area for the kids and the pets to enjoy. We want beautiful shade trees. We want sunny areas for the vegetable garden in which we will grow multitudinous vegetables and flowers. We want a herb patch, a rose garden, a zen garden, a water feature, a perennial bed. The list goes on, and then we realize that the space available to us is only handkerchief size. So rule number one, we have to determine what we really want our yard to be used. For many of us, it's partly for relaxation, partly for actual garden, and part storage. Once we have decided on the use of our yard, the rest falls into place. I read this little joke once, and it is good for a chuckle and thoughtful consideration. Never plant a garden that's bigger than your spouse can weed. If you are the lone weeder in the family, it is good to consider how much you can manage easily and comfortably. Perhaps think a bit smaller and keep the yard work within your comfort range. Gardening is meant to be a pleasure, an activity to enjoy nature and relieve stress, not add a burden to your to-do list. Here's a good point. Plant what you want. Sounds so simple, right? Yet sometimes avid gardeners will say, well, it's not a garden if you don't have blank. Yes, it is a garden, but it's your kind of garden, suited to what you like or need. And in your limited space, if all you want is tomatoes and peppers to make salsa in the fall, and a small bee garden to help pollinators, then by all means that is what you should plant. Most of us have limited space, so we have to make our gardening wish list to make the best use of that space. Speaking of limited space, never think that you can't have a beautiful space because it is a small space. Sometimes we look at garden landscape pictures and feel a bit let down if we don't have a big outdoor lounge space with beautiful garden furniture, a large water feature, a Michelin star outdoor kitchen, and room for a jazz band to set up and serenade us on summer evenings. Even a tiny space can be beautiful and serene and a wonderful place to gather with family and friends. It just takes a bit of planning, and maybe alternative planting, such as growing veggies in containers. Yes, that can easily be done, with great results. Growing up, my family spent so much time outdoors. We loved working in the yard, but we also loved having coffee out there, tea parties, barbecues, or we just took our meals outside and ate them there. That garden space was a much used and much loved space, filled with so many happy times that I can see them still. And even now, thinking about it, well, you know me, there are tears from recalling those happy, happy times. But luckily, we can make more happy times every season in our garden. Savor every minute of it. The Yorkton Hort Society will be holding their next meeting on Wednesday, May 17 at 7 p.m. at the Yorkton Public Library. Our special guest will be Frank Walichuk talking to us about perennials that give us color all spring, summer and fall. Everyone is welcome. Thank you to our friends at YTW for their fine work. Visit the Hort Society at www.yorktonhort.ca and see what's new. Have a great week.